Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Paul Allen with my broadcast partner, Pete Bursich. We work with the Vikings Radio Network, and we are about to bring you into the Menards Film Room to figure out exactly how the Carolina Panthers are 1-3. You look at that 1-3 record, Pete, and you think it's a bit deceptive.
I think it really is, and when you take a look at how they've lost these games, especially against Arizona, they lost two very close games out of the gate, one to a very good Seattle team, lost by 1 point the following week. So there's some mistakes that have been made. They're a good, solid football team. They're much better than what I saw when we played Cleveland. But I put them in the category of the Steelers, where good, solid team, but just things just aren't quite going their way.
Cam Newton offensively, Luke Kuechly, middle linebacker for the Carolina Panthers defensively. It's the Menards Film Room. Let's take it away.
When you talk about the Carolina offense, we all know about Steve Smith. We've all heard of Cam Newton. We know about Brandon LaFell, but you cannot fall asleep on this guy, and that's Greg Olsen. And one of the things that was surprising to me was just the amount of offense he's involved with. Here you see a little fake trap underneath, quick outlet to Olsen. And then Olsen still, despite his age, he's still upwardly mobile. But look at nice blocking down the field by LaFell on the cornerback, and Olsen cutting it back and getting himself a few more yards. So you cannot fall asleep on Olsen. So what has not gone well for the Carolina Panthers? One of the favorite routes in the red zone is just the old pick route, just the scissors route down here. Throws the ball to Steve Smith, hits him in the wrong spot, hits him right in the hands, boom.
Covered by Patrick Peterson, too, one of the better corners in the NFL. Do you think drops are not only a problem into this game today, or have they been a problem for Carolina all year?
They have been, with the exception of the Giants game, they've had drops consistently. This is one of the things now that we're seeing with Cam Newton, that I've seen as a trend with Cam Newton, is that defenses are giving gut pressure. And what do I mean by gut pressure? Meaning that they're just playing man-to-man here. And the two backs, when they see the back block, and once they know the back is secured, the other linebacker is just finding a hole in that offense and then rushing. And Cam is just not, he just doesn't pull the ball down and run as he used to. Years ago, he would have seen this green space over here and pulled this ball down and would have been gone.
Yeah.
So he's waiting. He's waiting to try to find someone who's open.
Look
and
at
as
LaFell.
You can see, LaFell is coming wide open. So instead of knowing that, anticipating that, throwing the ball and taking the hit, seeing all those opposite color jerseys up front, and you can see LaFell streaking across, they have a protection problem. They have two guys on one blitzing linebacker, and now you have Dansby just wide open up the middle.
Holy cow.
And then this game here on the backside, you just keep working that gap, working that gap, working that gap, come through, and bang, you got yourself a sack.
Now, Carolina did not manage a touchdown in the loss to Arizona. In fact, Cam Newton was sacked 7 times and even took a safety. But that's not necessarily how Carolina operates when it's doing well. It operates with a stout defense. Let's take a look.
Yeah, and real quickly, I think I found one play in the game against Arizona that really sums up what this team is really all about. And when you take a look at what they're doing.
Luke Kuechly.
Yep, Luke Kuechly, a very good player. But this is a nondescript slot formation, as they would call it. And if you're a quarterback, and you look at where everybody's lined up, there are no giveaways. There's no safety coming down right behind a linebacker to let him know that there is a blitz coming. But what they ended up doing, again, they're playing a zone blitz here. It's just the zone up the middle.
Yeah.
And the same linebacker holds, but the defensive end, it's a technique. This is Ron Rivera. This is the old Bears defense. This is what they love to do. He comes up, occupies that tackle, and then he drops out late into his drop.
Pretty good.
But you look up front, these guys here, these two linebackers are very, very good at coming downhill. So you're almost seeing the same situation. Cross dog, guard comes down, fullback needs to pick up one of these guys. So it causes a lot of problems with these guys switching back and forth. But again, it's the defensive linemen that benefit from the one-on-ones. And this is what I like to see. Speed on the outside, meet at the quarterback. And boom.
Last question from the Menards Film Room for Pete Bursich, analyst, Vikings Radio Network, former player and coach for the Minnesota Vikings. Do you think, for the Vikings offense to be successful, is this more of an Adrian explosive running game, or is it a quarterback passing over the top to the likes of Jennings or Jerome Simpson or maybe even Kyle Rudolph?
That's a tough question. I mean, they're... Depending on how much they come in and sell themselves out to stopping the run, are they going to do a lot of things schematically? You know they're going to come in with the 8-man boxes. You know they're going to do that. I think this game could end up being a little bit more of a tight end game. If you're seeing a lot of man-to-man, and they see a lot of this on third down, we're going to get in those third and mid to long situations, you're going to see man-to-man down the field. So you're going to have to see guys getting open, and I think Rudolph's one of those guys that when covered one-on-one, he has enough wiggle to get himself open.